This is a follow-up visit. Name of the patient, Elandus Young, E-L-A-N-D-U-S-Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 7-17-1958. Date of accident is 1-17-2022. The date of visit is 9-13-2023. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident. As follows, he was walking on a green light to cross the 8-mile road when the other car did not have the right of the way and it hit him. He was pinned under the car and the car drove a little bit after being hit. Patient reports that the police arrived at the scene and this happened on 1-17-2022. This impacted his he started having pain in the head, mostly in the back of the head, which is, to begin with, was quite severe, associated with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as incontinence of the urine and bowel. Pain syndrome started with pain in the neck around 8 or 9 and lower back pain 10. With radiation to both legs, started also having pain in the left shoulder and the right knee to the tune of 6 and 7, numbness of second and third fingers, but no radiation of the pain in any dermatome fashion at all. The pain in the left shoulder remained around 8 or 9, and he states that his pain is still the same, and neck pain is reported to be around 7, lower back pain is 9 to 8. With occasional radiation to the both legs, off and on, as numbness and tingling, and pain in the left shoulder is reported to be around 7 or 8. In the right knee, currently he has no pain. He stated that due to the weakness and loss of balance of the right leg, he fell down while he was getting out of the bed 2 weeks ago. Currently, he reports his pain is of 9 and ADLs are affected 9. 30% improvement overall has been achieved so far by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the ADL for system review as well as for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 149 over 89, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 7-18-2023, dictation number 0807-085 and 081. The plan diagnosis is the same and plan is to continue physical therapy at once a week until a physical therapy evaluation and recertification is achieved, or we will cancel the therapy. Unfortunately, the patient already has a home care in the beginning and also step-by-step physical therapy. I think all the therapy has already been done for more than a year since he was injured 2 years ago. At this time, I do not have any other solution for him. It appears that he has a sacroiliac joint inflammation which will require an injection treatment to the sacroiliac joint. He has been provided with a work disability, hospital replacement, and attended care for 4 hours, 7 days, transportation, and case management. His maps have been reviewed, and he did not visit us last month, for the fear of having a COVID. He has been advised to have a cervical epidural, lumbar epidural, and sacroiliac joint injections and a shoulder injections to bring early relief. He has had an episode of seeing Dr. Lee Redden, a spine specialist of Michigan, where EMG has been done, MRIs have been ordered of his entire spine, laser treatment has been ordered, and MRI of the brain, lumbar spine were all ordered and done. Physical therapy has continued. At this time, the following MRI are present in the records. This MRI was done on 2/27/2023. Dictation number, sorry, the L23, there is a disc bulge along with facet arthropathy. L34, there is a diffuse disc bulge with facet arthropathy canal stenosis. And at L4, L5, there is a disc bulge diffusely with facet hypertrophy. Mild to moderate canal stenosis, neural foramina narrowing is present. In the cervical spine, C23, there is a evidence of prior surgery posterior with laminectomy, as well as at C34 and C23 and C45. In the left shoulder, patient has this MRI showing superior labrum here, which is left type 2, supraspinatus tendon, tier 75%, moderate arthrosis of AC joint, and small joint effusion. The MRI of the right knee shows the intact meniscus, intact cruciate ligament, and strain of the musculature in the popliteal fascia, patellofemoral degenerative changes, mild patellar arthritic changes are more worse on the femoral side. Right shoulder shows 50% tear of the under surface of the supraspinatus tendon and anterior labral tear. All of these changes were pathology findings are discussed with the patient at great length. He has been advised that he may benefit from a lumbar epidural steroid injection times 4 and then 2 times facet joint injection to bring definitive relief. Bilateral sacroiliac joint injections are also advised. Similarly, patient is advised for shoulder injection, intra-articular and rotator cuff muscle, tendon injections bilaterally, and possible surgery. Patient is already seeing Dr. Louis Redden and orthopedic surgeon there for further issues. So much time has passed, he should have had his surgery long time ago. And so I'm still figuring out what to do for this gentleman. He is provided with Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and sleep and pain relief. Naproxen is given 500 twice a day. Water and gel 3% is provided. And patient is referred to orthopedic surgery for both shoulders and even possibly to the right knee for total knee replacement. The MRIs were enclosed and patient will seek an appointment along with he has a caseworker that will be undergoing with the appointments. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.